We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, four lines from the top. The Mishnah had said someone has a bunch of minim in front of him, but Yehuda says the min shiva goes first, and Rabbanan say al eiz min shiyirtza, which means the one that's chaviv goes first, the one that he likes better goes first. What does chaviv mean? So important just to speak out, like it's Rambam and Rosh. The Rambam learns that chavav means something that's usually chavav. Even though right now he likes the other thing better, he wants the other thing better, but something that's usually chavav, that's the Rosh Shita. The Rambam holds whatever's chavav right now. And both shittas are brought down in the Mechaber. And you should know that the Gavi chavav, there's always different type of shilas. For example, one of the shilas are, let's say, you know, your wife makes a challah, and we like the store-bought challah better. So one is chavav because it's your wife's. Another one is chavav because it's better. What's called chavav? It's another shayla, but it gets a little complicated. What's chavav? But either way, our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you go by some in shiva, and according to Rabbanan, you go by some chavav. Now, what's machlokes? What's the case? That's what we need is Amud Gemara here. Amud Ula. Machlokes b'shebercha seyem shavas. The machlokes is when both brachas are the same. They're both bari priya eitz. You have, you know, zeisim, anovim, and you have apples. So what bracha do you make first? Rabbi Yehuda saw about min shiva. If you pick up the zayis, you make a bracha on that. Whatever the case is, the zayis, the rima, and you pick that up, and you make a bracha. And you pat the bayir pri eitz of the apple by making the bracha on the pomegranate. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Balan Savri, min chavav adif. The min chavav is better. That's the one you're supposed to make a bracha on. Avo v'sheim brichas, we pass and you go by some min shiva like Rabbi Yehuda. But they're not equal. One's an eighth, one's hadama. Let's say you have a rima, which is an eighth, and you have a cucumber, which is a hadama. Lukuli amam, you can varach alzev acham varachazeh. And Tosfos learns what means is you go basar chaviv then. When it's two different brachas, you should go basar chaviv and not basar a min shiva. That's what this means over here. And Tosfos speaks out again, that means the chav. Now, why don't you just say that when you made the hadama, let's say you made hadama first on the cucumber, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the zayis, because the halacha is you make a hadama on a bar priya to yaitza we had before. So you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the yaitza, what?
Is that only
b'di'avad? Yeah, but here it's b'di'avad, you already made the bracha. So Zohar Rashi, the answer is that's only when we make a mistake. But if you only make a mistake, but if I made a mistake on a rima in a hadama, it works. But here I made a hadama and it was chal on this tsunoin. So then there was chal on this tsunoin. So I didn't think about the you know this radish or this cucumber. I didn't think about the eight, and therefore they're not patterned. What happens if you go ahead and make a broken cucumber and say I want to patter the apple? What's the halacha? So that the mechaber paskins that you take yaitze. They are take yaitze then. If you do it ahead, then you are yaitze. So the Gemara is saying that by Ein Brachas Erev Shavuos, you have to make a bracha on both. Meisvei, hoil fall of tznoin, v'zayis, if you have in front of you a radish, which is a bar pri adama, and a zayis, which is bar pri eitz, and incidentally, part of Shavuos Haminim. Mevorach al tznoin, upaitas a zayis. Make a bracha on the tznoin, and patas a zayis. So you see that the hadama does pata the zayis. So what's going on over here? Hachamai skinon. And not only that, it says you make a bracha on the tznoin. Hachamai skinon, kashat tznoin iker. There the case was that it was the tznoin was the ikker. And Rashi explains that tznoin is a little bit bitter. And he needed the zayas to take away the bitterness. So he's taking the zayas as a tafel. And therefore, Allah is the ikker of a tafel, you only make a bracha on the ikker and not the tafel. Ihachi, emer seifa. That's the case, we're talking about ikker of a tafel. Look at the seifa. Rudo emer, mevarach ala zayas. Why? Shazayas min shiva. He says you make a bracha on the zayas because the zayas is a min shiva. So what's going on here? V'chiles leiler Rabbi Yehuda had the time called to ikka if he might fail a varach al ikka paitas a tefila. If we're talking ikka v'tafel, does Yehuda argue on the idea of ikka v'tafel? Does he argue on that? And he holds you don't such thing as ikka pater in tafel. The main food paters a tefila. V'chitim hachin ami lesley. If he says he doesn't hold of it, v'atan Yehuda emer in machmas tznoin ba zayis. If the zayis came for the tznoin, varach al tznoin paitas a zayis. He takes our part. He says before that you do have ikka v'tafel. So the question is, what is this machlekes? That he says min shiva, and Tanakhama says yaitzu with the tznoin. So you want to say chsura mechsura, loilam b'tznoin ikka skinon. We're talking about tznoin ikka. That's in the beginning of the brayse. So it says they make a bracha on tznoin near part of the zayis. Loilam b'tznoin ikka skinon. V'chi pligi Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanon. The machlokes Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanon is milsa achriti by something else. Pligi v'chasuri mechzor. And the brisa is missing some words. V'halchi k'toni. This you have to read the entire brisa. Starts off, hoy l'fonav tznoin v'zayis. You have in front of you a radish and a zayis. V'varach al tznoin u'poitas a zayis. You make a bracha on the tznoin. And that bracha on the tznoin, which is a boy pri adama, patas a zayis. Not because adama patas a eitz, but because it's ikav a tafel. Medvar amurim kishat tznoin ikar. It's only if the tznoin is ikar. But in a case where you want both, you want to eat both. The only time something is called ikar v'tafel is if you're only eating the zayis, only to take away the sharp, the bitterness of the tznoin. But let's say you want both of them, but you love tznoin much better. You still make two brachas. That's not called tafel. So medvar amurim kishat tznoin ikar. Only if it's the ikar. Avim ainin tznoin ikar and you want both of them. Then divrakom mavarach hazeh v'chayis mavarach hazeh. Divrakom, you make a bracha on one and the other one, and there's no din min shiva adav either, like we said before. This everyone agrees to go basar achaveh, whatever you like better. V'shnei, and the brisa goes further. Here's all the missing parts in the brisa. V'shnei minim ba'am, but if you have two minim that are the same bracha, shurich haseim shava, is for example, an olive and an apple, the both barapriyates. Al eit, so then, what's the halacha, Tanakam says, eitz mem shiyirtz, whatever one you want, which means the chaveh, you make a bracha on. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mavarach al Zayis, Shah Zayis min Shiva. Yehuda holds, you make a bracha on the Zayis, because Zayis is the Shiva's Haminim. So again, we have two halachas, one's machlekes, one's not. One halach is, according to this part of the Gemara, that if you have two different brachas, you do whatever is chava first. And another halach is, if it's all the same bracha, then you go bust, then you do it after the Shiva's Haminim first. That's where Yehuda holds, and Rabbanah holds, even then you go bust the chavav. And again, we pass in l'halacha that when you have the same bracha, you do the shivas haminim first. If someone's sitting down to eat apples and pomegranates, he makes a bracha on pomegranates first because he passes Rabbi Yehuda, even though he likes apples better. Because we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is in a go vaita and have a different Mandiyama who's the same, and then another Mandiyama who's in. What?
In the other case, we pass in like that?
The other case, we pass in that you do the chavav adif, yeah. The chavav. When you have two different brachas, you go to chavav. Yeah, I'm a chalekas shoshainim. But in Shulchan Aruch it says you do the chav of Adam. We have two different brachas. So Gemara says further, Pligi ba Rab Ami v'Rab Yitzchak Nafka. It could be there's a halacha that you make a bay priya 8-4 bay priya adama. Also, it's not a shayla. It could be 8-4 adama. But Shivas Aminim is not a mayla. We'll see maybe a little more as we learn the Gemara more. We're continuing the sugya here. So Pligi the Rinan Mandiyama here in the Amira who explains the machlekes different way. Pligi bar Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Amar, like we said till now, Machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon Kachavar Chaseyam Shavis, when they're both Bar Priya Eitz, the Rav Yehuda Shavah Min Shiva Adif, Rabbanon Shavah Min Chav Adif. That's the Chavah. Avash Eim Bar Chaseyam Shavis, Devra Koil, Mivarech, Al Zev Chayis Mivarech Zeh. You go Bas to the Chavah, you go Bas to the better one, like we just said, that was the first way we learned, that's like this first Mad Yama. There's another Mad Yama, Chad Amar, even Nami Machlaikis. Even by not Brachashayim Shavas, like the case where we say one's a Hadam, one's a Eitz, that would also be a Machlaikis. So Gemara says, I don't understand. When they're both by Priyates, Machlaikis, Shapir, we understand. Do you go as a Shiva or Adif? Elamandi Om Vishayim Brachashayim Shavas, they're not Shavas. Pligi, my Pligi, what's the Machlaikis? What is Machlaikis? Because Gemara understands that if it's the same bracha, so just which fruit should I make the bracha on? So of course, take the better fruit to make the same bracha. When it's two different brachas, the world doesn't understand there's any my love min shiva. I'm saying two different brachas, no shaykhs. But my pligi, om rav yirmiya lahaktim. The Gemara says, takam, there's a vart of lahaktim. The om rav yosef, v'item rav yitzchak, kol ha muktim apasek zeh, muktim lebracha. So the Gemara doesn't say that there's machlekes rabbi huda and rabbanon about if you have to makdim, and it's like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Kol muktim a pasuk zeh muktim bracha." Whatever is first in this pasuk is muktim bracha. Shnema, the pasuk says, "Eretz chito v'se'ira." That's the first two of Shiva's Aminim, which is wheat and barley. V'gefen v'se'ina, grapes and figs. V'rimoin and pomegranate. Eretz zeishem and advash, which is olives and dates. Dvash is dates because the honey comes from dates. And so we're saying that Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Yirmiyah, like Rav Yitzchak, that Kol Muktim and Pasuk is first, and therefore he holds that even by Ein Bricha Seyam Shavais, there is a din of the Shiva Semina first. Now, first of all, let me speak out a few things. First of all, Chita, what's Chita talking about? It says Chita, what does that mean? It means bread? What does that mean? So it's Mechlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, you can look at the Bnei Yonah to bring down the dais. Some Rishayim say chita means bread or mezainis. And not if you eat it plain. Because luckily, if you eat plain chita, it's a hadama. It's only if it's a mezainis, the pasuk goes first. But other Rishayim learn, even if it's just a hadama, it goes first. Even then, it goes first. So that's the here we're saying. Who the holds? Even if it's different brachas, still you make even if different brachas, still make that first. You still make a bracha on that first. Yeah. So zokta gemara vayt. So this means now, if you're eating all in the shivus aminim, you'll be makdim any one of these first. That's what comes after Rav Yehuda, even before a different bracha. Even before a different bracha, you'll be makdim at first. Now, that's the kuliyama, that if you are eating all the same bracha, so we said before, we go, not all kuliyama, that's what halacha we paskin, you do all the same bracha, you do the whatever's first in the pasuk taka. Like it says, whatever's first in this pasuk goes bracha. That's how in halacha it'll be negated to us more. Because it's a different bracha, we say we go asachaviv. So it'll be negated, this pasuk will get to us two different ways. Either if he does not have a chaviv, then I'll always do first in this pasuk. Or if it's all the same bracha, I'll also do whatever's first in the pasuk. That's when it gets our pasuk. But here I'm saying, if you have Yehuda even more. Even if you have a different bracha, you do the first, you do first in the pasuk. And and the Rabbanan argue on that. And Pliga de Rav Chanan, and Rav Yitzchak that learns out of this pasuk that the pasuk is said in this order to tell us that this is the order of brachas, argues of Rav Chanan. Dom Rav Chanan, kol pasuk kula is not for brachas. Kula l'sheurim nema. It's coming to be a remez on sheurim that were halacha l'mishum Sinai, and all these things are a remez to those sheurim, to make it into the raisa kubi, fides mandiyama. And the Gemara goes through every one of these shivas aminim and says it represents a different shear. Nemachita, what's that negay? The talent in the Mishnah. Hanichas beis hamanuga. Someone walks into a house that had a nega. The halacha is anything that walks in the house becomes tamei. Now there's another halacha that if you're wearing clothing, it doesn't become tamei, the clothing, unless you wait the shear of kedei achilas pras, which can be like 2 to 9 minutes. You have to wait for your clothing. Now your clothing does not become tamei. That's how there's a pasuk that says in the pasuk that. Well, oichel abayis, yichabes begodav, and savuri is not oichel, but so it means it has to be a sheer achila, then yichabes begodav. So the Mishnah says that if he walks in with clothing in his hand, and clothing on his shoulder, and the shoes and the rings are on his hand, hu v'heim t'meim, both tamei, because like anything else comes in the house, hu v'heim t'meim v'yad. If he's wearing his clothing, or if he's wearing shoes, but he's wearing his ring, who tamei miyad? He's tamei right away. Until they wait the shear of kedei achilas pras. Now, what's called kedei achilas pras? Kedei achilas pras is a shear of either 3 bayim or 4 bayim, but we learn from our pasuk that you have to eat 3 bayim or 4 bayim of pas chitim, v'loy pas oirim. The chita in the pasuk is teaching us that the thing that you eat that creates the shear of kedei achilas pras is a wheat bread, because wheat bread is much tastier and easier to eat. V'loy pas oirim and not pas oirim, meisav oichav lifton. When you're lying down and eating it with a dip, that also makes it easier to eat. So the first thing, the pasuk chita, teaches us the shiurim of kedei achilas pras. What's the Torah teach us? That a bone the size of a barley, that's matamah b'magav masa from a mace, from a dead person. V'edim matam b'oil. It's not matam b'oil. That's din of etzem kisayra. That's the word kisayra b'miramis to, hinting to. The third thing the pasuk is gefen. Gefen's coming to tell us that revias yain l'nazir, that there's a shear of revias yain for nazir is like this. That if you eat pits or peels of grapes. So if you eat, even though usually you'll go with kezayis, by nazir to be chayiv, it goes with a shear revias. Now, how do you figure out the revias of something that's solid? So you do displacement. You put it into a cup, and whatever comes out of revias, that you know the shear revias. Zok the pasuk, you have to do that with wine, because wine is thicker. You need more wine to displace it, because when it comes off on top of the cup, it like sticks on top of the cup a little bit, because it's very thick. Therefore, it sticks to each other. Therefore, it's daf. When you do this measuring for the revias, daf revias yain. Both Rashi and Tosfos learned that pshat. Revias yain nazir. Te'ena. What's the shear of te'ena? Kegroi grois lahoitzayis Shabbos. The size of a fig is a shear chashuv that you chayev hoitzah on Shabbos for. what's remain? In the Mishnah, the halacha is that a keli is a tame, right? A keli becomes tame. But if it has a hole in it, then it loses shem keli. How big does the hole have to be to lose the shem keli? So the Mishnah tells us that balibatim's keli, who are very, they don't throw out keli easily. As long as it doesn't have the size of a pomegranate hole, they still use it. Because it starts with a little hole, they use it for zaysim. It gets a hole of a zayis, they use it for apples. It gets a hole of an apple, use it for remindim. Once it gets the size of a hole of remindim, that's a big hole, that array is not worth it. That's a sheer remindim. It says in Mishnah Kalim, kol kli balibatim shi'uram ki remindim. The sheer hole is like a pomegranate. Then what's Eretz zeis shemen? What's the shemen? This is the sixth one of the Shiva Samidim, the sixth one, which is oil and olives. What's that teaching us? Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, the most famous one, Eretz Shekol Shiurei Kizesim. All the Shiurim of Eretz Yisrael are Kizesim. And Rashi learns it means like Abba Yisurim, someone eats Chelev, or eats Dam, or eats Nice, or eats Pickle, it's Shir Kizayis. So Mara asks, Kol Shiur Kizayis, every Shir is Kizayis? We just said Ha'ika Hanach, we just said Revius, go to different Shiurim. So Gemara, most of the shiurim are kazesim. And the last thing is dvash kikeseves hagasav yom kippurim. For someone to eat, to be chayiv on yom kippur, he has to eat the size of a date, a big date, fat date, and that's that shiur in the pasuk. So we're saying the Man Yomo says that there for kedima is arguing this Man Yomo holds that all these things in the pasuk are for shiurim. So what does other Man Yomo do about shiurim? V'idach. Hadi Shurim Behedya Miksivi. It's not Behedya, it's a Remez. El Madura Bonner, it's Omadura Bonner, across Smacht Valma. It's across only a Smacht Valma, and therefore it's not a stira to the din of Kadima, because without telling us Kadima, that's the Ika thing in the Pasuk. We also make a Smachta to tell us the dinim of Shurim. By the way, the Madura Bonner, they changed to Hilkasa. It's a Lacha Mashi Messina, really. It's not really Madura Bonner, but the Pasuk is definitely only a smachta. And speak at the Slach's Kasha. Slach says, like, what does Shurim have to do with Eretz Yisrael? With Eretz Yisrael, and Mishbech Eretz Yisrael, it's seven things. Shurim only Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzar is no Shurim. So Slach says that the halacha is that Chatish is also not Terah. So Shurim not so negeya, right? What's Shurim negeya? For Oinch. He says, we only do Oinch and Eretz Yisrael. Bezin only gives Oinch and Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's more negeya Eretz Yisrael, the full Shurim. That's what Slach learns.